A peak welfare body says the federal government should crack down on poorly targeted subsidies and tax concessions and save up to $8 billion in the federal budget. That's according to the Australian Council of Social Services. ACOS says targeting tax loopholes makes the tax system fairer and frees up money to spend on essential social services and infrastructure. In a new report called Waste Not, Want Not, Making Room in the Budget for Essential Services, ACOS says some rebates and concessions have just become unsustainable. Dr. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS. Cassandra Goldie, welcome back to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What sort of tax loopholes is ACOS talking about?
Well, look, we've identified some of those that were recommendations with the Henry Tax Panel. For example, the arrangements around golden handshakes, where if you get a large payout, and that's typically for people who are on relatively high incomes, you're getting a 15 cents in the dollar break on that, which is costing us almost $500 million a year. Also, many people are familiar with the way in which discretionary trusts are used to shelter income. I think on both sides of politics, we've had individual politicians acknowledge that that is something that we do need to look at, and we believe now is the right time to be, having the political courage, frankly, to tackle some of these, which wouldn't be popular with everybody, but if we explain them well, I think the broad Australian public would understand why now is the right time to do it.
Well, as you say, government after government has talked about tackling trusts, and I think I've heard it again in the run-up to this budget. Do you have any confidence, or have you heard any likelihood the government is going to crack down on some of those tax shelters that include some of these trusts?
Well, look, last week, as you know, we heard some suggestion that we might be having a look at the tax concessions associated with superannuation, and that's one area which we think is a real high priority. That's a really big spend in the budget, and it's very much skewed towards people on higher incomes. We haven't heard anything about the discretionary trust, but again, I think this is really the right budget for us to be tackling those, because on the other hand, we've got bipartisan support that we need to fund the National Disability Insurance Scheme. For many people, business and welfare groups as well, increasing finally that unemployment payment, which is just now so low it's unbearable for people at $35 a day. I mean, as a country, we've really got to be prepared to have the courage to pay a bit more tax where people can afford to do that, and on the other hand, be getting the revenue in that we need into the future.
This talk of changing the taxation of super, the concessionary tax rates on superannuation, there are a lot of criticisms and concerns about that move too, in part because there's been so much changing of the tax treatment of our superannuation. It's confusing with people, and that is a disincentive for people to save in their super, but also because super is there to give people the means of supporting themselves later in life, which ultimately will take pressure off the support systems more broadly, wouldn't it?
Well, look, I think it is understandable. There are a lot of voices out there on superannuation. There are some very powerful voices, of course, who have quite a vested interest in keeping the system the way that it is. But if you look at the reality of this, and many people don't understand that, for example, the tax concessions, $16 billion worth, 50% of those are going to people who are in your top 12% income bracket. So for the vast majority of people who are putting their money into superannuation, so that's cash not in your hand on in the day, you are not getting the kind of tax breaks that people on much higher incomes are getting, and those are people who would be able to fund their own post-retirement futures. We've got to make sure that superannuation dollars are delivering for the bulk of Australians, and for many people they're obviously concerned that they're not going to get there at the moment, so we want those tax breaks at the top end rolled back and reinvested into low and middle income earners' pockets.
It's 17 past 8 on breakfast. Our guest this morning is Cassandra Goldie from ACOS. ACOS has released its pre-budget submission calling on the government to save potentially up to $8 billion by clamping down on tax concessions and subsidies. On the subsidies side, you're concerned about the Medicare safety net. Now, the Medicare safety net is there for families and lower paid people primarily, isn't it? And isn't there some kind of means test on these kind of payments?
But you just have to look at the dollars, the reality of who is actually benefiting. So, for example, the extended Medicare safety net, first of all, the expenditure on that overall has risen 20% a year. So it's really becoming quite unsustainable. And over half of that expenditure is going to 20% of those families who are in the wealthy areas in Australia. The reality is that for many people, they're not able to right now even afford to go to the dentist at all. So what we're saying is we've got to be rethinking the way that these rebate arrangements in the health area are poorly targeted. They do have an inflationary impact. We saw that with the CPI figures just in the last couple of days, that healthcare is one of the big ones that's going upwards. So we want to see these rebates revisited and to get the money back into the system for people who are really struggling to get basic health care. The dental health issue is a big one. We know there's been a lot of debate about how we're going to fund that. We know that, for example, people living, you know, on Social Security, 40% of people can't even afford to go to the dentist at all, Bran. So we've got to be sure that, you know, where we're putting public expenditure is really helping people who need it, and that, you know, at the higher end, people who are in a position to fund some of those services, they do that. This is a big debate at the tax forum last year. I want to really note that we are not the only voice saying that, you know, some people need to be paying more. Wealthy people have been out there recently saying exactly the same thing.
Well, the federal government is looking for savings too. Now, you've helped it here with a few ideas, but are you concerned about where the government might find the savings in the May budget? Are you hearing anything that could impact on those people ACOS represents?
Well, look, obviously we've got concerns. I mean, there's been a lot of rhetoric. It's not new, you know, in a lead up to budget that it's going to be a tough one. But I think with this commitment to return to surplus, we know that there are going to be some deep cuts, and we obviously have no better idea than anybody else about where those will fall in the end. It's one of the reasons why we've released this report today, because we do want the Australian public to understand that we can find these kinds of savings so that we not only get the money into the system that we need for essential social services and infrastructure, but we do that in a more fair way. And I think when people have a look, for example, in superannuation tax concessions, I think when you look at the figures, you really go, that is not fair the way it's currently working, and we really need to fix it.
And this comes also in the atmosphere when the Coalition is talking about the age of entitlement and says Australia's really got to get its budget spending under control and look at the entitlements, in other words, the welfare support benefits, not just to the lowest paid, but more broadly targeted. Joe Hockey talking about needing to sharpen up the pencil. What's your thoughts on reaction to that kind of commentary?
Well, look, I know that the Shadow Treasurer's speech in Europe got a fair bit of commentary going on. I think a lot of people, possibly unfairly actually, assumed that he was talking about making cuts to social security payments, for example, for people who are unemployed. I'm not so sure that's what he was talking about. If I got the message right, he was saying that we do need to be looking right across the spectrum to say, you know, with the tax base that we have, and we're very, you know, we are a relatively low taxing country, Fran, you know, sixth lowest in the OECD. For example, can everybody expect to get a tax break on their superannuation? Well, we say no. That's not, you know, it's not going to be sustainable into the future.
So you'd be expecting the opposition then to perhaps be more open to these kind of ideas you're putting in this budget submission?
Well, look, for example, I know we've had a number of people on, you know, both sides of politics say, you know, we've got to question the discretionary trust arrangements. We're losing a lot of income tax there. And we know that overwhelmingly that's used in what we call, you know, income sheltering. I think the Shadow Treasurer at a certain point also recognised that was something we should be looking at. Well, maybe this is the time for us to get some bipartisan support so we get the public policy right. A lot of this comes out of the Henry Tax Panel work. That was a really good body of work, and none of the people who care about a sustainable revenue base into the future want to see that work fall by the wayside, and our recommendations build on that.
Cassandra Goldie, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks very much.
Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS.